Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship at St. Vice Kirk this morning. Whether you're here with us this morning or maybe you're listening at home. If you don't know, if you miss a service or if you want to listen again, then if you don't already get the emails, you can sign up by going to the church website, putting your email address, and then you'll get an email that contains some of the service sent to you so you can listen again. If you want today's service though, can I just say you need to sign up before Andrew sends the email out, otherwise you'll miss this week and you'll not get it till next week. Welcome if you're a visitor this morning, and especially we'd like to welcome Andrew. Andrew Barry, who is leading our worship this morning as part of the Presbytery Interchange Sunday. Ken is at Burnt Island, and I'm sure he's passing on our good wishes to the congregation there. Andrew is the probationer minister at Kinghorn Parish Church, and as some of you know, Jim Reid's son has been ill, so obviously he's in our thoughts and our prayers just now. Also in our thoughts and prayers today are Pam Mackey and the family after we heard of the death of Bob last week, and the funeral service is this Wednesday at Kirkcaldy Crematorium at 1:30. And I'm sure there'll be lots from the church family sharing in their loss there. Let us come to God in prayer and still our hearts in his presence. We have voices, O Lord. They are yours. Empower us not only to speak as Christians should, but to reveal the Christ behind the Christian. We have hands, O Lord. And they are yours. Guide us to use them for your glory in prayer and in compassion. We have hearts, O Lord, they are yours. Help us to love you beyond our natural ability and to do likewise for those who need you in us. We have ears, O Lord, they are yours. Open them so our heart may hear the message that as Andrew leads us to a closer relationship with you today. All we have and all that we are, all is yours. May we become ever more faithful in what we say and do through him who first was faithful to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.